This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the 7 o'clock hour Eastern Time. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to help you out with all your gardening questions. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here to do everything I can to help you out with all your gardening questions. A lot of good questions already today, a lot of good information that I've been talking about already this morning, a lot of hydrangea information, what to do for your lawn, what to do for your garden. It's about that time to be putting the garden to bed. We got about 4 weeks left before daylight savings time where you actually have some of that light to be working in the garden after work, or, you know, on the weekend, that type of thing. So there's a couple things left. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Don in Salem.
Don, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Well, my question is about growing garlic. At the end of August, I planted some, and I think that may have been too early because it's already up about a foot, the greens are. So did I do that too early?
I wouldn't say it's too early. You know, it's never too bad to be planting it. But you're going to see some of that being there anyways. It's interesting because a lot of garden centers will start to sell garlic in the spring. You'll see garlic, the bulb there in the spring, whereas when you really want to plant it is later in the season. I don't think you're going to have too much of an issue, Don, with the garlic. You know, it's one of those things that's touch and go. You never know which one you're going to be doing. Because, like I said, a lot of garden centers, they start to sell them in the spring when the best time is to be planting them now. I wouldn't see an issue to it. I would have liked to have seen you wait a little bit longer. But I think one of the things you can do for the winter is kind of try to help protect it a little bit more. If you're seeing the high leaves on them, maybe get some like organic mulch or some salt marsh hay or like shredded leaves or, you know, garden compost, that type of thing, and kind of put that on top of the first couple inches to just help it protect it for the winter.
Okay, so don't try to flatten the leaves down by covering it over, but just put it around the leaves and let them stand up anyway.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Are the leaves going to die in the fall, in the winter? Are the leaves themselves going to die?
They probably will.
And that's not a problem.
No. Usually what you would do is you could plant them in like mid-fall. You get them down there, put down like six
mid-fall,
inches.
Like the beginning of November? Is that mid-fall or middle of November?
Yeah, maybe like end of October, beginning of November, like you were saying.
Okay.
You would cover them with mulch for the winter, about maybe like 6 inches. So you would plant you would put the cloves, obviously, root side down, couple inches apart, maybe, you know, 4 to 6 inches apart, and you cover with about 1 to 2 inches of, like, fine soil. You're talking, like, the soil that's in the garden. And then after that, you put down maybe 4 to 6 inches of mulch for winter protection around that to help it for spring. You're going to see some growth now, but you'll see a lot of the growth in the early spring.
Yeah, and when you say around that, you mean right over the top of it?
Yeah, right to the right over the plant.
Okay.
It's something that you want to put that to. It's like an insulator. It's going to keep that garlic in there. Because a lot of the garlic, you don't put completely just covered into the ground when you plant the garlic. So you're going to be covering the plant to help protect it for the winter so that next spring you're going to have that beneficial, the garlic that you're looking for. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Okay. I best do way understand to... all that, and I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave. I planted a 4-foot square section. I'm going to do another 4-foot square section at the end of October on next to it, and I'll just have twice as much garlic next spring or next summer.
Yeah.
Really, when do you harvest them? Like by June or earlier?
It's probably around that time. You need it to really have a good amount of time growing. Excuse me. To be honest, I don't know the exact time. I'm going to have to look into some of my books here of when the best time to do it is to pick it. It's usually, I want to say it's almost like end of July into August.
Okay.
When it starts.
Online.
Basically, when it comes time, about like a month before they're ready, you kind of just stop watering and allow it to do its thing. You don't want the covering around the garlic itself to rot or, you know, mold.
Right.
So you basically will, you know, that last month kind of cut back on everything. Keep watering through the spring, taking care of them, that type of thing. But when you say about a month, maybe beginning of July, around like July 4th, maybe slow down on the watering on it, allow it to really start to get ready for, you know, harvest, that type of thing.
Okay. Thanks for the information.
All right, Don. Thank you for the phone call.
You're welcome. Bye.
The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to help you out with all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call and answer any of the gardening questions that you have. Like I've said a few times today, it's really time to get the garden ready for bed. We could be collecting some of that seaweed. I had talked about in the 6 o'clock hour, collecting the seaweed after big storms that hit us and bringing it home to use in the garden. One of the things that I want to explain of how to do this is you want to go bring it home, wash it thoroughly. Wash the seaweed so you're getting some of that salt water. You're getting all that salt water off. You want to get as much of it off because that salt you don't want to add to the garden. What you would do from there to dry it out, I'd get some black trash bags or black weed fabric if you have it exposed and put the seaweed on there in a really sunny location to help dry it out. You don't want it to be that, you know, fresh seaweed that the seaweed it's really soft so that the little balls on there don't pop. You want them to be able to like pop and be a little bit more crispy. You don't want them to be just something that you push in and then it comes back, push in and then come back, that type of thing. You want to dry it out as much as possible so it when you put it over the garden, you can cover it and it just sits there. You'd want to leave that seaweed on top of the garden for the winter. You can use it as a protectant for the garden, or you can just leave it there so next spring you can rototill it into the garden. that's one of the reasons why my father talks about it this time of the year in his newsletters, and when he was be talking is cleaning everything now, like your rototillers, your mowers. Get that rototiller cleaned now. Clean the blades, spray them with WD-40, get them ready for next year. So you're ready to rototill that seaweed in, those leaves, those pine needles, that type of thing. So you want it to be broken up a little bit when you get in there. Leave the seaweed right now intact. Don't break it up. Just leave it how it is on top of it. That'll definitely benefit you and help you. Like I was saying, the best time to find seaweed on a beach is after we had a, you know, a decent-sized storm. We've had a lot of rain, a lot of winds in the past couple weeks. Maybe it's a good time to get out there and get that. I know my father and my grandfather used to go out and grab as much seaweed as they could. My grandfather had this huge garden in the back of his house that at this time of year it just smelled like the ocean because the amount of seaweed he was bringing back, he was getting dried, getting ready for that winter. So, you know, it's out there. It's something that a lot of beaches will be fine with you taking. Definitely check and see if that beach in particular would rather keep the seaweed. Check before you do something like that. Because I know back when my grandfather and father were doing it, a little different. It was the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to help with all your gardening questions. So give us a call.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. 6-1. Give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. Phone lines are open. I know sometimes I get real busy, so you can't get through. I know last week I had a few people email me and say the lines were busy, we want to get through. So might be a good time to call in and get some of your questions answered. During the 6 o'clock hour, I talked a little bit about hydrangeas and the different styles of hydrangeas and when to prune, that type of thing. I want to go over it again because you have a lot of questions. You know, we've been talking about getting your garden ready for bed. That includes cleaning up some of the plants, getting, you know, rid of some of the old leaves, etc. What should I do with the hydrangeas? Hydrangeas give you so many beautiful flowers, usually, at the, you know, during that summer period and later, you know, into the beginning of September. The panicle or the paniculata hydrangeas, the ones with the bigger blooms, will blossom later in the season. So those are some that, you know, you want to look at and say, all right, when do I prune it? And then your question, you know, if you went to the garden center, they say, okay, this one blooms on old wood, this one blooms on new wood. And you're thinking, okay, what does that mean? Well, the old wood of a hydrangea is the stems from last season. So last season's stems are producing this season's flowers. So those are the types that you don't prune right now. You want to protect those for the winter. Don't prune them back, because what you're going to do is you're actually going to start cutting some of next year's flowers. You're not going to have as many flowers. It's going to do some damage for you. You're going to be sitting here around this time saying, huh, I wonder why last year I didn't get these many flowers, or this year, that type of thing. So those are more like the big leaf hydrangeas. Nico Blues. There's the City Line series of hydrangea. Those types, those are the ones you do not prune at this time. You protect for the in the winter. The best time to be pruning them would be after they bloom, right after they bloom. Because the paniculata hydrangea, those bloom on new wood. That's this year's growth. So you can prune early in the spring or late winter. So we're talking like end of March, beginning of April, that type of thing, when winter and spring really are mixing. You're getting that type of season. There's the smooth hydrangea, like the Annabelle hydrangeas. Those you prune on in the late winter, early spring, because those bloom on the new wood. The climbing hydrangea, it's the type that you don't even have to prune. You want them to just get crazy. Sometimes it'll take a few years, maybe 3 to 5 years, really, for them to get established, and then you'll start to see a lot of growth and flowers. So those are ones that I don't normally prune back. I want those to go crazy. My parents have one in the back of the house that I know we planted, I want to say, 6 or 7 years ago. Maybe a little bit more. And two-story house, and it's about three-quarters of the way covering the whole back of the house. So we went out there last week. My mom and I, we were looking, and my mom was saying, hey, should I do anything to that hydrangea? Should I prune it? Should I do this? I said, just leave it alone. Just leave it like that. We want to keep it there. We want it to eventually cover everything. But it's just crazy how much it's grown. That's the climbing hydrangea. It's the hydrangea petrolaris. There's the mountain hydrangea, or the hydrangea serrata. That's a tough stuff hydrangea, that variety. Those bloom on old wood, so do not prune those at this time of year. Oak leaf hydrangeas, you'll find those more in some of the shade areas. Those have the leaf that looks like an oak, hence the name oak leaf. They have some really big blooms on them. You do not want to prune those at this time. You want to protect those in the winter. So those are just a few of the varieties. Going forward, I'm going to try and get some more information, really get a list together, and maybe that's something in future newsletters we can get out there. So you can say, all right, I have this hydrangea, old wood, new wood, that type of thing. So you have more information on it. So hopefully that will help you out going forward. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'll do everything I can to answer your gardening questions. If you can't get through or you don't want to go on the radio, I know, you know, it's not the easiest thing. You can go to our website at paulparent.com and go all the way to the bottom where it says contact us, and you can get some email us, and we'll get you some information. We'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects, from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. At a campaign-style rally in West Virginia last night, President Trump tells the crowd,
for the last 18 months, Democrats have spent every minute trying to overturn the results of the last election.
There to support GOP Senate candidate Patrick Morrissey, the president cited the efforts to get Judge Brett Kavanaugh confirmed as Supreme Court justice.
The vote for Judge Kavanaugh is also a vote to reject the ruthless and outrageous tactics of the Democrat Party. Mean obstructionists.
The Indonesian death toll is rising. The country's National Disaster Agency now says at least 832 people are known to have been killed by Friday's earthquake and tsunami, and that number is still expected to climb. The magnitude 7.5 earthquake triggering the devastating tsunami with waves as high as 20 feet. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'm here to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free to try to throw me a curveball. I'll do everything I can to answer your question. And if I don't know, I will definitely try to get the answer so I can help you out as best as I can. Stepping into a very wise man's shoes, my father's shoes, to help fulfill what he had been doing and help answer some of these questions. And, you know, he's a wise man when he passed away, and he was a wise man even well before that, but, you know, I don't have all the answers like he did yet. I am still listening to some of his old podcasts, some of his old stuff that he and I had talked about, looking at all his newsletters, getting some great information. I was looking at one today of his newsletters this morning and just like, okay, that's a great idea. And I'm like, yeah, Dad said that. All right, I get it. But there's a lot of things out there that that I'm still learning and still want to help out with. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Nathan, let's go back into the phone lines. Who's up next?
Sandy in Massachusetts.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi. Patrick, I just want to offer you my condolences. I did send you an email a couple of weeks ago. I sent a couple of them, actually, and I know you might be really backlogged, but could you tell me if you're backlogged a couple of weeks?
I actually am, and Sandy, this morning I actually sent you an email with all the information on there. We were talking about your tomatoes, right?
The tomatoes, and I don't know what to do with the vines and the leaves, and especially the mulch underneath the Lucerne Farms. I don't know if I have to throw that all away, and the tomatoes that have fallen. Or
yeah, so
I can put it in the compost.
So it's a really good question for this time of year. It's perfect because some other listeners out there have some of this information. So I'm really, really happy you called so we can get this information out there to everyone else. Everything that you described to me, you had 42 plants, huge amount. Everything was growing into each other, even though you spread them apart.
Yeah.
You used all the right stuff, the fertilizer, the tomato maker, garden tone, etc. But you still had that tomato blight.
Mm-hmm.
So that blight, what it does is it overwinters in the soil.
Okay.
So unfortunately, all the tomato plants there, any of the leaves that are on the ground, even that Lucerne Farms mulch, mm-hmm. you're going to need to get up and get rid of.
Okay.
It's one of those things where you don't want to take any chances. You want to get as much of it out as possible.
Okay.
And just throw it away instead of into the compost, because it'll start to live into that compost. And if it's in the compost and you use that back into the garden, you're just putting it right back in.
Okay.
So it's unfortunate. It's, you know, I know Lucerne Farms, that bale of mulch there that comes in will cover a good amount of area. It's not inexpensive for what you're grabbing. It is very beneficial for what you're using to help keep weeds down, that type of thing. But I would just get rid of it just to be safe. It's one of those things where I would be on the side of caution and just being safe for next year.
Okay.
What I would suggest doing as well, after you've gotten everything out of there, maybe lime the garden for next spring.
Mm-hmm.
Putting that down now is going to allow it to really sit into the soil and get ready for next year, whereas putting something in the spring, you're actually going to... It takes about 4 to 6 months for it to really sit in that soil. So you're
what
really
about a magic cow, like a magic cow.
So a magic cow would be great. That's that fast acting lime.
Okay. And I heard you mention Agrifos too. Do I put that down now?
So the Agrifos, I'd wait until the spring.
Okay.
And you can actually do it a few times during the season. On the bottle of Agrifos, it'll actually tell you how many days up until harvest you can spray it,
mm-hmm.
With it not being harmful to you. You know, with tomatoes, depending upon the style, they're usually, you know, July, August when they're really starting to get heavy fruit for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually like to cut back, you know, end of June, that type of thing, if you're going to use it. It's a soil drench. They also have ways to use it as a soil, a foliar spray.
Mm-hmm.
But on the back of the bottle, it'll tell you everything you need to know about that.
Okay.
So that's definitely something.
Okay.
So as far as you also had some squash that had powdery mildew.
Yes.
Personally,
but that seems to be every year. It gets on the lilacs, it gets on the squash, and I did spray some all-season oil on it, but I accompanied this summer, so it was hard to keep up with everything in the garden. So that's, again, I didn't know if I should just get rid of it or put it in the compost.
Well, so there's a couple things you can do just look going forward for next spring to help with that. I personally, you could put it in the compost or you could just toss it. The powdery mildew is everywhere on the property. So if you leave it in the compost, it's going to be on your lilacs anyways, or it's going to be on phlox, or it's going to be on a couple other things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to, you know, getting rid of one, you still have all these other carriers.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would look to do is in the spring, when some of those leaves on the zucchini or the squashes that you have, when they get really tight, maybe get rid of a few here and there to allow some of the air to flow through it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, make sure that you're watering from underneath the leaves.
Yeah, okay.
Make sure you go into the plant to water. And don't do it with the heavy hose or an overhead sprinkler, because the overhead sprinkler is going to create a moist area, mm-hmm. which will promote that powdery mildew.
Okay.
The other thing I want you to do as a preventative is use copper fungicide for the powdery mildew.
Okay.
So the copper fungicide is actually organic. So it's something that you can spray on there. It'll still say on the back of the bottle how many days prior to harvest to use, because just like anything, you're spraying something. You don't want to do it right up to the day. Some products will allow you to do that. So that's why I suggest reading the label of it to tell you exactly when.
And that's a preventative, right?
So it's a preventative, but it'll also control it. What I like to do is usually powdery mildew comes around the same time every year for the plant, depending upon the garden.
Mm-hmm.
So if you realize, okay, I'm just going to throw out a date, you know, May 15th, that's a little early because usually we're starting to put the gardens out around May. Let's talk like June 30th. All right, the powdery mildew starting to come out usually every year. About 2 weeks prior to that is when you would want to start spraying as a preventative to help it. Maybe a little bit before that as well. The copper fungicide, being organic, doesn't have that residual that sits on the plant. It only will last about 10 to 14 days. So it's multiple intervals on that.
Okay.
So you can use it as a preventative and something to control it. So that's definitely something I would do to help you with. I did email you this morning. It has all that information, just about all that information on there as well, so it's written out for you.
Okay.
I know you had one.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, because I have another question afterwards for you.
Okay. Can that just be used on the tomatoes also?
Yes. Okay. It can be on the tomatoes. It can be used on that lilac that has the powdery mildew. It can be used on, you know, phlox, that type of thing.
Okay.
If you're looking for, you know, for the lilacs and the shrubs that you're not, you know, eating or that type of thing, you could actually use a heavier product. Bonide has a product called Infuse that does help with fungus and mildews and that type of thing. So you could use that for some of the heavier plants that you don't consume, that type of thing.
Okay, great. What was your question?
Well, I know you had one more. You have the indoor plants that you want to bring inside.
Right.
And the product you want to use is Systemic Houseplant or Systemic Insect Control Granules from Bonide.
Okay.
You mix those into the soil, and you actually, it'll help get rid of some of those soil-borne insects, like fungus gnats, some of the whitefly, those types of things. It will really help that.
And that's better than the treen shrub, right?
I would use it that way. I've always liked to use it at this time. You know, my father had put out a newsletter at this time period the past 2 years, and he had mentioned the systemic insect granules from Bonide each time to be putting them on your houseplants as they come in. So I liked that product even before I was reading what my father said. He and I have discussed that product a little bit. When I really got into the industry and started to look at these products, maybe about 10 years ago, we were looking at it and I was like, wow, this is perfect for houseplants coming into the house, from the summer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's awesome, because I heard you mention it a couple of weeks ago, and I couldn't remember the name, and I had used tree and shrub before because I had scale on it,
yep.
and that seemed to help with the scale, but if you and your dad like this better, I'll pick some of this up, and I just did see it in his newsletter as I just read it this week.
So. Great. Yeah, so the tree and shrub is not a bad thing to be using by any means. So it's the way they work is two different ways. The tree and shrub is the liquid form. They have the granular form, but a lot of it is that liquid form.
Mm-hmm.
The liquid form is easier for the roots to absorb sometimes, and it translocates through the plant, but it takes some time for it to do that. It can take up to, depending upon how big the houseplant that you're bringing in, it can take 2, 3, 4 weeks. Whereas the systemic insect granules, once you rough it into the soil on the top there and then water it in, it's starting to work. It's starting to get in there. It does the same type of translocation, but it has more over time. It's a longer period. I believe it's almost 2 months of prevention and killing.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to do either. Mm-hmm. Plus the systemic, it's smaller. I know it's not going to wash through when I water. Whereas sometimes when you do that soil drench for houseplants, they have small pots. If they're really dry, that just goes right through, whereas the granules have to sit in that soil to break down. So you can almost see that it's still there. and you know you're getting that bang for your buck. Either way, though, they both work.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you so much, and I know you must be so, so busy with everything catching up. And we really appreciate you taking over for your dad because the information is invaluable.
Thank you so much, Sandy. I do really appreciate you calling today because it's a great topic to really be talking about because, as I say, it's about time to be putting the garden to bed. We have about 4 weeks left before daylight savings time and having that extra time in the garden, you know, after work.
Mm-hmm.
So I do thank you. And like I said, I am backlogged on some of the questions. I'm going to do everything I can to answer. I've actually answered about five or six in between the breaks now, so I have some time to just sit and look at the computer screen at those times. So I do everything I can to help you out.
Yep, I just wanted to make sure I was in the right spot.
You definitely were, Sandy. Again, I'm sorry it took a little bit of time.
No problem. Understandable. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. As I said to Sandy, I am getting to all the questions as quick as I can. Doing a full-time job, two little ones, one just about 3 in about 2 weeks, and the other one 7 months, and getting everything back together. So I'll do everything I can to help you. Give us a call, 855-660-4261.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to help you and answer all your gardening questions. Let's go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next? All right, well,
Prue in New Hampshire.
Prue, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yeah, Bill would be fine.
Oh, Bill.
My call is... when's the best time to prune a Japanese maple? And the second question is, I bought some potatoes last week, white potatoes, and they had, it looked like there was freckles on the skin. What would cause that?
Okay, with the Japanese maple, yeah. You can prune those a couple times. The best time to really prune any foliage-type tree, deciduous tree, the ideal time is after the leaves have fallen or before the leaves have actually started to come out for the season.
Good. Yeah.
So it's, you know, we're almost time to be doing that, so it's perfect. I know some of the leaves are starting to turn. We're starting to see some red and yellows out there and, you know, the maples and that type of thing. So it's almost time to be doing that. The reason why you wait till this time is you can actually see the branching better. You can see inside of it to see, okay, are there cross branches? Are there suckers on the inside? Are there that type of thing? What other, you know, is there any rot on the inside that's starting to happen?
No, it's just so overgrown, it's blocking part of the walkway.
Gotcha. So, we're almost at the time to be doing it. So you could even start now. Honestly, if you can start to see, you can see in a little bit. What I like to do when I'm pruning something like that is every time I take a step back, take a look at it. All right, if I take this branch here, am I going to have to take, if you want it to look symmetrical, what am I going to have to take off on the other side? Or if I take it back here, you know, is it really going to affect the tree that much? The other thing you want to do is take it, as a rule of thumb, by a third only.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's something, yeah.
You don't want to have it go, cut it back by half, because you really shock the plant. I mean, at this time of year, by doing that, going into the winter, it could really shock it. So definitely only by a third.
Okay.
And then what you could do is next year, do the same thing again to really cut it back. You could probably go a little bit more than a third, maybe a little bit more, but I wouldn't go to a half. It's too much that it would really shock it. Especially with a Japanese maple, you've waited so long for it to get big. It's probably spent a little bit of money on getting something like that because they are a little more expensive, and cutting it back, you just don't want to have to replace it, that type of thing.
Yeah. Well, it's 8 feet tall. How about the tops? Should I pick some off the top?
Well, so if you're going to take some from the sides, I would take some from the top as well. Really kind of shape it.
Because
if you just take one side, it's up to you on how you want it to look. But if it's going into the walkway and you just take one side, you step back and from afar, the plant might look lopsided. You kind of want to just shape it a little bit, get some of the top, some of the other side as well. That way, what it'll also do is it'll help push new growth for next year. It'll actually get a little bit tighter instead of being so wide. So that could be something that would help you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Good. All right. And your second question, I'm sorry, I didn't hear all of it.
I bought some potatoes last week. They were white potatoes. And on the skins, it looked like there was freckles on it. What causes that?
I believe that's just natural. It's starting to get some of those, starting to get into the period where it's starting to grow out those little shoots, those little roots on the sides. So that could be part of it. Not 100% positive on that, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. It also could just be the way it was stored, that type of thing.
Yeah. That would be the eyes on the potatoes.
The eyes.
Is like
different?
Freckles. Yeah, these are like freckles on the skin of the potato.
Okay.
I was going to throw them away because I don't know. When I peeled it, it was still bone white. But on the skin, it was like a dozen little freckles all around. But little brown spots. Let's put it that way.
That could just be the way it was stored. I think it would be fine, to be honest with you. I think you should be all right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.